I was thinking about this kind of like Monday, and I was kind of processing it. Do you remember when Magic Johnson announced he was HIV positive?
Yep.
Remember how shocking that was?
Of course.
Do you remember how when he got to the podium in a pre-social media time, how shocking that was? Like, what's he doing? What's he going to announce? Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah,
right?
Never. Remember? And because we all, at that age too, or that era, that was a death sentence when he announced
right.
that.
Exactly.
Because so our first thought was like, oh my God, he's going to die in 2 years.
Oh, absolutely. Thought he was done. Thought he was going to die because everyone we knew did die, right? Yeah. Everybody we knew.
Never would
have
thought he'd still be alive today, creating chaos with the Lakers organization.
Exactly. But there was a press conference. Nobody knew why. It was a shock. Now find a press conference where the news is shocking.
Yeah.
Find a press conference where somebody hasn't already leaked it out to somebody exactly what this is. And I don't know if that's better or worse. I don't know if I liked it when it was a shock or I liked knowing when I knew, like as soon as possible. Think about people in the stands never got context.
Funny enough, I mean, you're bringing up Magic Johnson announcing his retirement when he's HIV positive. He was able to shock the world again when he retired from being in the Lakers front office.
That's right. That is true.
Magic knows how to do this.
Magic does know how to do this. That is true. Nobody had that earlier than Magic announced it. But also, Magic announced it in the hallway of
And he literally told nobody.
Right. Told nobody. And then said, oh, by the way, everybody get over here real quick. I got something to tell you. But if he had told Jeannie Buss and said, all right, tomorrow let's call a 1 o'clock press conference, I guarantee it would have gotten out.
Oh, we would have
somehow.
Known. Yeah, we would have known.
Even if it was just him and Jeannie that knew, somebody would have said something, right? There's just somehow this stuff gets to these guys. I don't care if it's Woj. I don't care if it's Schefter. I don't care if it's Windhorst. Who's the baseball guy? Jeff Passan? Is he now the new inside guy for baseball?
Yep.
Right? Passan gets this info. I don't know who the hockey guy is, but they just get this. They somehow get this. And I think there is, on a smaller level, there are people on the lower level that find themselves with this information and they can't help themselves but have this special power of being able to leak this to the powerful guys in the media.